Live from downtown Chicago, it's another big hour where Chicago comes to talk with Eric Mancow Muller and Pat Cassidy on the Big 89.
I'd make a plan just to stick around here for the next 2 hours listening to us, because I think we got maybe the best show we've had in months.
We've only been on for months.
The best show ever, though.
This is a new show. Christian Bale's absolute freak out on the set of Batman. You will hear that.
Wow.
A cop freaking out on a skate punk. You will hear that. We've got, I was on TV last night on this show, a hit show called No Reservations. I thought it was pretty cool.
And a guy named Drew Peterson.
Drew Peterson is looking in our studio window right now. Mm-hmm. There was some debate whether or not he would show. Okay. Right. And I think I may have a girl that wants to go out with him. Okay.
All right.
We may have a girl that wants to go out with him. Also, we got to get Amy to come in. Let's get Amy to come into our studio. Okay.
But Amy wants to go out with him?
Not Amy. No.
Oh,
not
another Amy. Another Amy.
No. Okay. This is Jen, who was on The Apprentice, and I'm going to set her up with him.
Ah, okay. Drew Peterson is scheduled to be here, and we're going to
Drew is here.
Okay, and we're going to be talking about a little blow-up last night that happened in Chicago.
Everybody in TV was there. Everybody in radio was there. And this guy has never been on the radio ever.
Because he always felt it was a conflict of interest or whatever, because he reported on it.
He was the greatest radio writer in the history of radio writers.
I would agree with that.
He was the voice of our, when Chicago was the center of the radio universe.
Everyone, radio and TV in Chicago, started their morning reading this guy.
He chronicled the rise of everybody, from Lou Jack to me. I don't want to mention anyone else because I hate them. And Lou Jack's gone, so I can talk about him. Robert Feeder.
Robert. Good morning.
Rob,
this is unbelievable that you would come on.
Well, you were decent enough to attend the event last night, so I felt in return I at least owed you the courtesy of responding to your call.
How many radio interviews have you done, Rob?
I haven't done any.
I didn't think so.
Guys, this man is, he doesn't talk.
Former sometimes radio TV columnist Rob Feeder,
but quoted around the world.
Oh,
the expert. All right, and I'm waiting for the book. All right, Robert Feeder.
When I wrote my column for 28 years, every once in a while I would run a column of letters from readers, and invariably there'd be one or two at the end that would be really weird or sick or twisted, people accusing me of just insane, bizarre things, all sorts of just incredible accusations. And I ran them because I thought they were funny, and I also ran them because it showed the passion that people felt about what I was writing about. And I have to tell you, a lot of people thought that I made up some of those wacky letters at the end, that people couldn't really be saying or thinking the kinds of crazy things that they did about some of the stuff I was writing about. But I think you saw last night an example of that in reality. What we're talking about. Well, do you want to explain
about? Tell people what happened.
I'll set it up a bit, okay? Robert Feeder is the invited guest to speak to AFTRA. AFTRA is the union that everybody
American Federation of Radio and TV Artists.
And TV is in. And
which
listen,
we're members of.
When The Loop and the management at the radio station The Loop and Q101, when they tried to bust the union, I was in there fighting for the union. And when this event was over, I went up to the head of the union and said, "Why did I fight for this? This is a disgrace." It was awful. It was embarrassing.
Well, let me tell you how the whole thing really started.
Feeder got up to speak. John Calloway, the great John Calloway, was the moderator. Go ahead, Mr. Feeder.
Well, I got a call from the union, from the executive director of AFTRA a couple of months ago, saying that the executive board had decided to honor me after my retirement as their man of the year, and that they wanted to give me this award at their annual membership meeting in February. And I told them that I was very flattered that they would, you know, extend that kind of honor to me, but I didn't think it was appropriate. I didn't think it was ethical or proper for me to receive an award from an organization of people that I covered. Something about it just struck me as being inappropriate. And they said, "Okay, we understand." And then they came back to me and they said, "Well, will you just show up at the meeting and speak to us as our guest speaker?" And I, you know, no awards, no honors, just, you know, be there as our invited guest. Well, I didn't see anything wrong with that, so I accepted. And then a few days later, I learned that they had reached out to John Calloway and asked him to be the moderator, sort of picking up on an interview that he and I had done together in November shortly after I had stepped down. So that was the setting. I thought I was going to a union meeting where I would sort of continue the conversation with Mr. Calloway and, you know, talk about some career highlights and some observations about the business and maybe answer a few questions. And that's the way it went for about the first half of the program.
And then it went to hell.
And then John opened the floor up to questions or comments from the audience. And the first person who got up to the microphone was Warner Saunders, the anchorman from NBC5.
Yes.
And he took out of his pocket what appeared to be a prepared speech. I don't know, it looked like 4 or 5 pages.
Yeah.
And he began making a speech that from the very beginning, became a personal attack, a harangue, an incredibly...
To me, I'm sitting in the audience. To me, Mr. Feeder, it began with, it's Black History Month, why do we have a white person talking? And then it went into a very anti-Semitic remark about having David Duke at a Moyle. You wouldn't have David Duke at a Moyle.
Yes.
Why are we having a white person talk to us during Black History Month? And then Warner Saunders went on about things that, now I got to tell you guys, Feeder has written horrible things about me and great things about me. It's part of the deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the deal of being out in the public.
Right.
Okay. And I don't love opening up the Sun Times and seeing something about a show getting canceled or something bad going on in my life. But that's the gig, right?
Right.
Pat Cassidy.
That's right. That's exactly right. You know, you take the good and the bad, and there's some bad.
Warner Saunders went off about how he had a sore throat, and Robert Feeder wrote about it, and did Robert Feeder know what he was going through? And I mean, it to me, and again, this is my take sitting in the audience, and I don't know Warner, but you know, a huge ego, and this guy 10 years ago, this reporter 10 years ago. Had the nerve to make a joke about, well, this guy's like taking off another week because of a sore throat.
Well, you know, he sort of hijacked the whole meeting, and he people tried to tell him, okay, you had your say, and he wouldn't stop talking. At one point, Dick Kay, who was the longtime president of the AFTRA,
he told Dick Kay to shut up.
He told Dick Kay to shut up.
Really?
And in the course of his harangue, and he was really playing out a personal issue that he had with me that he could have easily handled in another manner, in another venue. He didn't need to commandeer this meeting that was being held for another purpose. And the crux of his complaint was he read off a list of about a half a dozen or more names of African-American broadcasters in this market whom I had written critical things about over the years. And he used
including your old partner, Pat, Felicia.
Felicia, my old partner at BBM, right?
And you know, at the top of the list.
And Diane Burns.
Right.
And you know, look, this is his job to write positive and negatives about all people. But Warner felt when it's negative about an African-American, well, he's racist.
And I've been through this whole issue, you know, working with Felicia during that whole period of time. So I've been up and down on this issue.
Each and every case was an individual case. And what I was writing about in each case had nothing to do with the individual's race. I have written critical things of many white people. I have written positive things about many African Americans.
Like,
I think my record speaks for itself.
I'll give you a name. How about Joe Ahern? One of the whitest guys I know, plays polo in Oak Brook.
Yeah.
It's a very long list.
Channel 2. And then there was Joel Hollander, who ran CBS, who you would harangue. I mean, the whole thing was ridiculous. It Warner Saunders drunk on his own ego. It was something, guys. I'm telling you, to see an anchorman have... This is a respected anchorman in Chicago. To see him have a complete breakdown, telling people to shut up. He's going to give his point. How dare Robert Feeder write about his sore throat? 10 years ago. Wow.
So did you take this personal? Did it hurt your feelings, Rob?
No, it didn't hurt my feelings. I considered the source. I'm proud of my record. I think all of the people in the room had read my column long enough to form their own judgments about the kind of person I am. I felt bad that it sort of hijacked the evening. I thought that this was going to be an opportunity to have a lot of good give and take.
It was ugly.
To hear from a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I think it made everybody feel very uncomfortable. And I, you know, I didn't want to engage him at all. For some reason,
Calloway
thought it was appropriate for me to respond. And I didn't even know. Warner was not asking a question. Warner was out there to figuratively throw a pie in my face. And he came prepared to do so.
Yeah. He had a pre-written speech. Mr. Feeder, it's an honor to have you on the show.
Really is.
Read your column forever, and I appreciate it. We have to get to break, and we've got a lot to do here. But you know, the bottom line is, this was a man unraveled.
Well, this is a personal attack, is what it sounds like. And
but you know, Warner Saunders, this he's a respected man.
Yes, he is.
And to see this venom and this hatred and this racism from him was really something. And to kick it off with, it's Black History Month, why do we have a white guy here, and then make an anti-Semitic comment. And people are like, I mean, this is every reporter, every anchorman, the who's who, all the radio people were there, and their mouths hit the floor.
Stunning. Wow. Well, so, Rob, what if...
You want to go more? We got to go.
I know we got to go. Are you going to get back on in print sometime soon, Rob?
I do not know, but I'll let you guys know what I decide to do.
We've got radio in trouble. We've got newspapers dying. TV news locally isn't doing very well. And this guy wants to bring up this. It was a shocker. Oh, look who just walked in.
Drew Peterson is here. Rob Peter, thank you very much.
Drew.
And we miss you.